When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Oh, that, hey, you know what?
You missed that sound.
That was probably easily top three.
That was an elite pull right
yep,
there.
Yep, that was elite. And that was.
That sounds all right, too.
Yeah, that was on and popping. You must have had a lot of practice.
I was in the Bahamas last week. I got a fair amount
of practice. Oh, but you didn't take your boy? I see. Okay, that's cool. I was just telling people, man, everybody to go to your spot, man. Yeah, I know you got the Strix picks. You don't got the Jays place, but I see why now, because you just leave me at the crib. That's cool. I see how it is. Down there, got that good seafood and all that. Got the rum down there, and didn't bring nothing back for me either, huh?
Well, I, you know.
It's all good.
It's tough to mule that stuff back. You got to go through customs and whatnot.
Yeah, we won't want you to be flight delayed. What we got, Kevin?
Well, so Corn Coast Brewing, which is Lincoln's newest microbrewery, has started making some of their beers available in cans, and this is just their Corn Coast Light. It's a light American lager. I kind of, you know, trying to play to the audience here, and you know, we're trying to get Austin broken in, and we're trying to get, you know, you got to coach basketball, so I got to bring in something light. Nothing's going to light anybody up too much, but this is just their easy drinking light American lager. This is a lawn mowing beer. This is a golfing beer. This
you
is just
lawnmower.
A hanging out on the deck with the boys type of.
So this one, so this beer, if I had about three of them, it wouldn't mess up my lines when I try to, you know, when I'm doing my lawn.
You'll get them straighter.
Get them straighter?
Yeah.
So this is Amen juice then.
Amen juice. Amen
okay.
oil.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Golf balls start finding the middle of the fairway.
The fairway finder. That's what they need to call it. Now, since they're Corn Coast, is there any corn in it? Can you put corn or anything in the beer or not?
Yeah, you can. They just call it Corn Coast because, you know, we're in no coast, and, you know, when you think of Nebraska, you think of corn, and so Corn Coast is, it's kind of a play on words, but I think it's kind of fun, kind of whimsical. They've got a really cool logo. It's like a windmill.
Yeah, I see it right there.
Yeah, and then it's got palm leaves coming out the top, so it's, I was an advertising major in college, and so it kind of speaks to me from a creative standpoint. But yeah, just really crisp, really clean, easy drinking beer.
Easy.
Like, you know, not going to light you up or anything like that. Just this is a summer beer. So
you trying to fast forward Groundhog Day to get to four?
That's
weeks
right.
So we get to summer, right?
Well, we call it willing it into existence.
I
so
hear
that's
that.
What we're trying to do. We're trying
to drinking it into existence.
We're going to drink it into existence.
In
that's right, Kenny.
Well, we can always have it to be summer in our minds, though, right? That's the best way to think about
it's a mindset. I think so. Yeah. It's all a mindset. Every life is a mindset. So
how much does this run?
These go for like $3 a can, $3.50 a can, right around in there. Or we also sell them in four packs too. It's a 16-ounce light American lager from Corn Coast Brewing. They've got a tap room down at about 14th and Yankee Hill, just kind of south of Southwest High School.
Right,
and it's a cool little spot. They make really good beers, and it's close to home. So you know, Mom and I can go down there and have a couple pops, and then head on home from there.
So they got a place you can sit and and TVs and stuff.
Yep, oh, absolutely. Cool. Yeah, so I've watched more than one Husker game there during the brief time they've been open. I think they've only been in business maybe 2 years, something like that, year and a half. So, you know, we always want to support local as much as possible and pimp out their products. And this is their Corn Coast Light that they just started making available in retail stores.
What would be good to have on the grill with this when we get spring, summer?
Well, this is one of those beers that you just drink it while you're grilling. This is your grilling.
Oh, this is the pre-gamer then.
This
right.
is the pre-gamer. Yeah, okay, I got that, you. That's exactly right. So
this just gets you in the mood, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you gotta stay hydrated during this process, and this is a good way to do it.
I like it. This is a hydration situation.
Next, I'm gonna pour the wine. It's an Italian wine, and
Thursday.
That's right. That was nice and subtle.
Yeah, it was. You need to record that, Austin.
It's on in there. We'll get it.
Yeah,
we'll pull it.
What's that? Said Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah. Nice.
You're on, Kenny. Well, yeah, you're on. You're part of this. You're in here. Mike's on.
You didn't even know, man. You were part of the promo.
That was like subliminal advertising. You know, Sir Thirsty Thursday.
Every 30 seconds, we need that in the background.
Kenny's trying to embody Strick because he's sitting in Strick's seat.
That's right. Well, Kenny's a little quieter than Strick. Strick, you know, he
perks up when you get
there.
He
does. He does. He gets really excited, and that's why I love doing the show with him, because he's all about the enthusiasm.
Well, he's about them beers,
drinks.
Yeah. Strick's a big wine guy, so
he has dibs on the bottle.
Oh, he good then.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to empty that bottle. Because I know Strick, then we're going to put grape juice in it. And we're going to do some stuff that I used to do in high school. My dad come back, had a vodka, a Sky Blue vodka. It was all water in there, man. I was out. My cousin did it. I left the house, though.
You going to get, you know what you was going to get.
Yeah, we're going to get it. What we got here for this wine here?
Well, that happened to me once, only it was my kid that did it, and we... You know, my wife and I usually don't drink a lot of hard alcohol. Like if we have vodka, it's, you know, for a Bloody Mary or something like that. And we had some friends over that like vodka and tonics. And so they showed up. I went to pour them a vodka and tonic, and we kept it in the freezer. You know, it stays nice and cold. We'll try to pour it out. It was frozen. And I was like, I wonder who did this.
Yeah, they didn't know. You know how kids are. They don't think past step one.
No.
Yeah.
Little science goes a long way sometimes.
Right, exactly. So
when everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is called Sento Bene, and it's a Primitivo, which Primitivo is what we call Zinfandel. And Zinfandel was brought here by the Italians and is the most prolifically grown grape in the United States. And it's a red grape, makes a fairly bold and spicy wine. I really love a good Zin with barbecue, you know, because barbecue's got a lot of flavor. It's got a lot of spice, and you get that sweet and the spiciness. The wine kind of reflects that. It's kind of fruity up front, but then spicy on the backbone, and goes really, really good with that. But what's kind of funny is one of the first wines. So this wine comes from Puglia, which is, you know how Italy is shaped like a boot?
Yeah.
This is the heel of the boot.
Oh.
And so there was one time we had this wine. It says, you know, I'm just kind of reading the label, and it says, this wine hails from Puglia, the hell of Italy. And and I was like, I wonder why they call it the hell of Italy. And so I actually met the winemaker. He was, came overseas and was visiting, some of his markets around the U.S. And I was like, hey, I originally picked this up because it intrigued me. Like, why do we call this the hell of Italy? And he goes, excuse me, what? And I said, why is it the hell of Italy? And so I showed him the bottle. He goes, oh, no. We need to fix that. It's the heel of Italy.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you're lucky you weren't over there talking about, I want the hell of Italy, right?
Yeah, right.
That'd be the shortest trip in Italy.
You wouldn't have made it back.
You the hell out of Italy.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So this is with barbecue? This is like if you have some ribs
great
and stuff?
Ribs, brisket,
any barbecue.
Any barbecue. Chicken quarters, just get a good smoke on there.
Chicken quarters. Leg quarters. Yeah. I never really thought red wine would be with barbecue. That's something that's nice to know. I'm always thinking red wine with steak or something like that.
Yeah, well,
because you fancy.
There's different kinds of wine that pair well with different kinds of food, and so there's an old saying in the wine world, like cab and a slab. Mm-hmm. So good cut of beef and a good cabernet, it's like the whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts. Well, a good, this is Italian Primitivo or a good American Zinfandel, and barbecue is one of those same can't miss pairings where it's just, you can't screw it up. It just works.
That's too good. How much is that?
These are under $20. They go for $16.99.
Yeah. It tastes real good, man. It's real.
It's got
real
that
smooth.
Smooth up front. Generally, the old world wines like your European, French, Italian, Spanish. They drink with what they want you to taste, what they call the terroir or the terrain, the soils in which the grapes are grown. So they're a little more earthy, whereas the American ones, they like you to taste more of the fruit up front, so what they call a fruit forward. And so American Zinfandel is going to be a little bit fruitier than this, but you can still get that kind of smoky spice, but it's a little more earthy up front. But really, really nice stuff and velvety smooth.
Mm. Good. Two good choices. Now the question of the day is this. Kevin, here it is. All right, here's the deal. You're just a coach. You just got in town. Got a nice fat contract. Just got your first class, signing your first class. What is that, a bottle of wine you'd suggest for him?
If I'm making their kind of money?
Well, no. We want him to be humble now.
Okay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, is this a wine that he could kick back and be up in the coach's office and be like, I did some good work?
Absolutely. And again, there's always a good reason why Italian wines pair well with Italian food, too. Mm. So you get yourself a nice big plate of pasta, big, cheesy lasagna, something like that, especially with a little bit of...
Here, Kenny, you don't know Kevin? He can cook.
You can burn?
Hey, Kenny. Kenny, any seasons is meat.
He seasons
is meat. Yes, I do.
Yes, he does.
He
like Tim Brando. He can dance, too. So, Kenny, when we saw Tim Brando on the sideline dancing? Kevin can get down,
can
too.
Get down?
Yeah.
Well, back when I wore a younger man's apron, I could.
What's your go-to?
My go-to? I'm a red wine guy.
No.
Oh.
On the grill.
On the grill? I'm a beef guy, big steak. I like doing the tenderloins where I'll take a nice center cut and tie it up so it retains its nice shape and get a good sear on both sides.
You lost me with that one.
Good. No.
Meat got to be cooked.
Oh, that's right. Him and DP, they like their stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's got to be cooked.
They like that. They like the tougher than leather. They the Run DMC. I call them Run DMC. Tougher than leather.
No.
Yeah, man. You I don't want to be eating a doorstop. It's got to have a nice.
I've had a well-done steak that didn't taste like a leather glove.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Because to me, that takes all the moisture out of the meat, dries it out.
No, it still has some moisture in it.
The key for me is you got to get a nice sear so it seals all that in, and then you drop it down a little bit so that then the inside starts to cook. Get that baby up to about 140 and pull it, let it rest for a good 5 minutes, and man, that's the best.
Well, I know what you're going to be cooking for me. It won't be no steak. It'll be a piece of chicken because I know that's going to be done.
Yeah. That's right. Well, I mean, you can't have underdone chicken. That's
exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So,
And
we're good.
And when you go bone in.
And it's seasoned.
And it's seasoned. I marinate my chicken first, and then we'll drop a little bit of dry rub on there, too, while it's on there. Get a good smoke going low and slow, nice and crispy on the outside. That's the way to do
it. That's my kind of guy. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, We got to just break Kenny in. You know, we got to try to get him from well done down to medium well. Then we'll be good. That's probably a good compromise.
It's an evolution.
Yeah.
And so once you go the right way, you never go back.
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff, man. Again, Kevin, tell us about the beer one more time.
Corn Coast Light American Lager, brewed right here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska. And Cento Bene Primitivo from Apulia, Italy, which is the heel of the boot, not the hell of the boot.
There it is, another Thirsty Thursdays. Old School, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.